This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Australia, 150,000 community sector workers have been awarded substantial wage increases by an industrial workplace tribunal. The case in support of the workers was brought before the tribunal by the Australian Services Union, the ASU. I spoke to the Assistant National Secretary of the ASU, Linda White. I asked Ms. White first who the employees were and what kind of work they do.
They work for charities, church groups, local community organisations, and they get government funding mostly to deliver programs to the community. So they work in youth refuges, women's refuges, disability services, community legal services, neighbourhood houses, rape crisis centres, those sort of community organisations, and they do a range of jobs. Some of them are qualified social workers, there are youth workers, case managers, financial counsellors, welfare workers, a whole range of people who work in the community.
Community sector workers in many countries are usually very lowly paid. I assume this was the case in Australia.
They certainly have been lowly paid as against people who do equivalent work. There's a higher proportion of people in this workforce who have degree qualifications, and as against people with like sort of degrees, they get paid significantly less. So they have been, over a long period of time, being paid less than they're worth.
How much will the workers receive because of this ruling?
We've had a case running over the last couple of years, and most recently the decision came down, and the decision has awarded the employees between about 19% and 41% on the sort of safety net rate. Some people are on lower than that and will get more than that, but on average it's people are going to get about between 25% and 30% over an 8-year period.
What did the federal government do during this process? I understand it put up $1 billion towards the cost of implementing the changes in its jurisdiction.
They actually put up $2 billion, and that's the sort of minimum that they put up. So in Australia, the programs are funded. Some are funded but fully by state government, some are fully by the federal government, and some are combined. And so what the federal government said is, this is our share of the pay rise, and so we're putting it up. Anyone who works under this award will have to pay those rates. And so really, as I said, most of them are government funded, and the governments are going to have to either cut services, which we don't recommend and we think is a short-sighted view, or fund it. And most the state government contribution is going to be probably slightly more than, across Australia, slightly more than $2 billion. It sounds like a lot of money, but over the period, it's not that much.
I understand that some of the state governments have reacted to this ruling by saying they will cut services. How do you respond to that?
We think that's a short-sighted viewpoint, and we're certainly working hard in those locations where the governments are being a bit recalcitrant to make them see reason. We think that having better services will in the long run benefit the community, because there'll be a strong investment in the community, and those who are the most disadvantaged will actually have continuity of service from the employees in the sector and get a better service and hopefully get back into the workforce in a number of cases.
The ASU and other labour organisations in Australia have been lobbying on behalf of these sorts of workers for years. So what happened to change things in favour of the workers now?
Well, the law changed, right? So it went from equal pay to equal value, from that to equal pay for equal value or comparable value. And that just makes it way easier, well, a bit easier to do it. And that had been the trouble. All the cases federally had lost before that, because equal value was too hard or difficult a hurdle. It was being interpreted as it had to be the same work. And that's quite difficult.